Sense organs. A sense organ is an organ or a specialized part of the body that contains sensory cells that are able to respond to different types of stimuli. Examples of sense organs in mammals: skin, eye, ear. The human eye. The eye is the sense organ for sight or vision. Ways by which the eye is protected. 1. Socket or orbit. A cavity in the skull which houses the eye is the socket or orbit. 2. The eyelids or eyelashes or eyebrows. These protect the external surface of the eye from dust and bright light blinking. 3. Tear gland. This produces the lacrimal fluid, which moistens the eye and makes it free from dust. It also prevents it from infection by bacteria. 4. Iris. It protects the sensory cells from light intensities. 5. Conjunctiva. It's a protective layer of the front part of the eye. The eye is made up of 3 layers. These are the sclerotic layer, the choroid layer, and the retina. The sclerotic layer. It is the outermost layer. It is whitish in color. It is tough, fibrous, an elastic layer of connective tissue. The front part is modified into transparent structure called cornea. Functions of sclerotic layer. 1. It supports and maintains the shape of the eyeball. 2. It protects the eye. 3. It provides attachments to muscles moving from the eye in orbit. The cornea. It is the front part of the sclerotic layer. It is transparent and is covered and protected by a thin membrane called a conjunctiva. Function of the cornea. 1. It allows light to enter the eye. 2. Refraction of light entering the eye is also checked. Functions of the conjunctiva. It covers and protects the cornea or the eyeball. The choroid layer. It is the middle layer. The layer is black due to pigmentation. It contains blood vessels which nourish the cells of the eye. The layer ends in structures called iris. Functions of the choroid layer. 1. Its pigment prevents total internal reflection in the eye. 2. Blood vessels nourish the eye. 3. Blood vessels carry away waste products. Iris. The iris is a modified front part of the choroid layer. It forms the colored part of the eyeball, usually as seen from the outside. It contains pigments and blood vessels. There's an opening in the center of the iris called pupil. Functions of the iris. 1. It regulates the amount of light entering the eye. 2. It regulates the size of the pupil. 3. It gives the eye its color. It should be noted that cornea is a transparent part of sclera. An iris is that part of the choroid that is exposed by the transparent cornea. Exposed part of the pigmented choroid, that is why it is the colored part surrounding the pupil. The non-colored part represents the sclerotic layer. Albinos normally have no pigment, hence vision is normally low. The retina. It is the innermost layer of the eyeball. It is elastic, vascularized, pigmented, and sensitive to light. The layer terminates ends at the point just behind the ciliary muscles of the choroid layer. The layer contains light-sensitive cells called rods and cones, which are responsible for vision in dim and bright lights, respectively. The cells are not uniformly distributed in the retina. Cones are highly concentrated at a particular region called fovea centralis or yellow spot. Fovea centralis or yellow spot is the most light-sensitive region of the retina. The retina. It is the innermost layer of the eyeball. It is elastic, vascularized, pigmented, and sensitive to light. The layer terminates or ends at the points just behind the ciliary muscles of the choroid layer. The layer contains light-sensitive cells called rods and cones, which are responsible for vision in dim and bright light, respectively. The cells are not uniformly distributed in the retina. Cones are highly concentrated at a particular region called fovea centrales or yellow spot. Fovea centrales or yellow spot is the most light-sensitive region of the retina. This region just below the yellow spot retina, where no sensitive cells are found. This region is called the blind spot. All cones and rods join to form the optic nerve, which transmits impulses from the eye to the brain. Optic nerves leaves the eye at the blind spot. Functions of retina. It acts as a screen which receives the image. Functions of cones. 1. For vision in bright light or daylight. 2. For color vision. 3. For detailed vision. Functions of rods. It's for vision in dim light. Lens. This is a transparent, elastic, and biconvex crystalline structure found immediately behind the iris. Functions of the lens. 1. Refraction of light. 2. Focusing light on the retina. Suspensory ligament. It holds the lens and attaches it to the ciliary muscles. The ciliary muscles. It enables lens to change shape for focusing an image on the retina. Aqueous humor. Fluid in the space between the lens and the cornea. And it is a transparent. Functions of aqueous humor. 1. Refracts light. 2. Maintains the shape of the eye. 3. Nourishes the cornea and the lens. Vitreous humor. Fluid in the space between the lens and the retina is the vitreous humor. It is transparent. Functions of the vitreous humor. 1. Refraction of light. 2. Maintains the shape of the eye by exerting outward pressure. Image formation in the eye. Light rays from an object travels through the cornea, aqueous humor, lens, and vitreous humor. The light rays are refracted in the process and finally brought to a focus on the retina. The lens helps in focusing the light. The light formed on the retina is real, inverted, and diminished. The cones and rods are stimulated and impulses are relayed via the optic nerve to the visual centers of the brain, which interprets and gives a real impression of the image in terms of uprightness and actual size. Note, the part of the brain for this is visual centers of the cerebral cortex. Rods. Rods are numerous than cones. Rods are more sensitive to light than cones, that's why they are stimulated in dim light. Rods contain a visual pigment called rhodopsin. Too much light will bleach rhodopsin, hence making it inactive. The reason for rods not being active in bright light, immediately in the absence of further light stimulation, bleached rhodopsin is reformed. Cones that function in bright light cannot function in dim light in the dark room because the light intensity is not enough to stimulate them. Rods are for vision in dim light. The pigment in them, rhodopsin, is bleached in the presence of high light intensity and needs time to reform. The short time elapsed is used by the bleached rhodopsin to reform in order to function the presence of dim light. In dark room, the size of people is large since amount of light is low. Immediately the person is exposed to bright light, rhodopsin in cells is bleached, thus stop functioning. The muscles of the iris gradually relaxes in order to reduce the size of the pupil in attempt to reduce the amount of light entering the eye until the cones take over for normal vision to be restored. Process in which water spin bleached in high light intensity is reformed immediately in the presence of dim light to enable the eye to achieve normal vision. Cones. The light-sensitive pigment in cones is the iodospin. There are three types of iodospin in cones, each one sensitive to a particular wavelength, which is color. Hence, three types of cones exist. In other words, there are three types of cones, each having a different pigment. They are red, green, and blue cones. Each cone reflects its specific light when white light falls on it. Example, if green is reflected most, the image appears green. If the colors of two cones are reflected equally, that is, if two cones are equally stimulated, then the average color will be seen. Example, when red and green cones are equally stimulated, the result is yellow color. When red and blue cones are equally stimulated, the result is purple. If all cones are stimulated equally, then the result is white color. Color blindness. The complete absence of a particular cone can lead to various forms of color blindness. The person cannot identify or distinguish between two colors. A person lacking red or green cone suffers from red-green color blindness. The eye and the camera compared. 1. The pupil of the eye corresponds to the diaphragm of the camera. 2. The crystalline lens of the eye corresponds to the lens of the camera. 3. The retina of the eye corresponds to the film of the camera. 4. The eye and the camera both form an inverted, diminished, and rare image. Accommodation. Accommodation is the ability of the eye to bring about the necessary alterations in the focal length of the lens in order to focus both distant and near objects clearly on the retina. How is accommodation achieved? For distant objects to be focused, a flat thin lens is required. For near objects to be focused, a round thick lens is required. The eye in its normal situation is said to be at rest. The eye is said to be at rest when the ciliary muscles are relaxed. At a relaxed state, the eye can easily focus a distant object without necessarily altering the shape of the lens. As the object draws nearer to the eye, there is a need for the eye to effect necessary alteration to the lens to enable it to focus the image successfully. The normal state of the eye is when it is at rest, and this is when it can focus a distant object. Since this is the normal state, the following statement must be noted. The normal eye is adapted to new distant objects. Unaccommodated eye is the one at rest. The eye is said to be accommodated when it views near objects by making lens thick, thereby decreasing its focal length to focus. Decrease tension on the suspensory ligament, which stretch and makes the lens thin, thereby increasing its focal length to focus distant objects on the retina. The control of the light entering the eye. The amount of light entering the eye is regulated by the size of the pupil. However, The size of the pupil is regulated by the constriction and relaxation of the iris. In the presence of high light intensity, the size of the pupil is reduced by a constriction of the muscles in the iris, thus reducing the amount of light reaching the retina. In the presence of low light intensity, the size of the pupil is increased in order to decrease the amount of light entering the eye, and this is achieved by the relaxation of the muscles of the iris. Binocular vision. This is the ability to see to use two eyes to focus on objects at the same time. It occurs when the visual fields of the two eyes overlap. Advantages of binocular vision. 1. It provides a larger field of view. 2. Allows distance to be judged. 3. It provides three-dimensional vision, which gives good idea of size and shape of the object. Eye defects. 1. Short sight, also known as myopia. This is an eye defect in which a person can focus only near objects clearly, but not distant objects as clearly. Causes. 1. The eyeball is too long or too convex. 2. The cornea is too curved. Long sight, also known as hypermetropia. This is an eye defect in which the person can focus only distant objects clearly, but not near objects as clearly. Causes. The eyeball is too short. 2. The lens losing its elasticity. 3. Ciliary muscles losing its elasticity. 4. The cornea is not sufficiently curved.